The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will.
And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change to America. 3 days later, Mr.
Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, welcome. Whether you're in the New York City area or any one of hundreds, maybe thousands of other cities across the great United States of America, we welcome you to the Saturday night, the most listened to, most watched, most streamed, most everything, the Saturday night broadcast in talk radio. It is Baldwin McCullough live from New York. You know, we sometimes poke a little fun at what's going on in the news. And welcoming him back to his own show for the first time in 8 weeks is Stephen Baldwin. And Steve, buddy, no kidding. We've missed you. It's good to have you back.
I tried.
You tried what? You tried to be missed?
No, I tried to be there a few times throughout that eight weeks. Remember?
Yeah, but I remember how that worked.
Yeah,
bud. I'm in Istanbul, and it's like 4.
Yeah. No, that was actually a brilliant one, because I woke up the next day, opened my eyes. It was like one of those Irish Spring soap commercials, and all of a sudden, like 45 seconds into it, I look in the mirror and I go, "Did I do the radio show last night?"
Yeah. Let's not be confused about anything. You didn't.
And I go to my phone and I pick it up, and the last text message says, "I'll call you in an hour." That was from Stevie B to KMC. So
yeah, that's okay. We're just glad that you're back now, because
thank you, sir.
You're with us live via the incredible technology of Apple, and what we're able to do, it's cool. You can get on television and radio just having a pair of headphones with you. So that's all you needed to get on the air.
Cool.
And we want to say this, if you know of people that live in the Southern California area, or maybe you're one of those that listens to us on KBCQ San Diego or KMET out of Los Angeles, or some of the other places, and you want to see the television broadcast, coming July 1st, we are going to be on Channel 8 right there in the L.A. Basin, and the signal goes all the way from Bakersfield, California, which is considerably north of the L.A. region, but it's kind of in the Inland Empire, so to speak, all the way down to Huntington Beach, and then from Palm Springs, the desert area there, all the way up to Santa Barbara, you're going to be able to get us, and that's going to be a lot of fun as we welcome a new Biz TV affiliate in the Los Angeles area, and that's going to be, like I said, a lot of fun. So thanks for being with us. Thanks for hanging out. And Stephen, you've had some definitely probably wild experiences in the last 8 weeks while you've been gone. What's one or two of them that you want to tell us about tonight?
Well, as you know, I just had an amazing run as far as went to London, participated in a film project there that I can't talk about right now. I'm not trying to be funny when I say that, but we'll be sharing that with everybody coming up. It was another film festival, but it has launched this program and this called Baja that's going to happen in Poland. I can't tell you the cast yet. It's just coming together very, very quickly, and it's a real blessing.
Yeah.
Then I went on to Manila, Philippines, with Ravi Zacharias and my friend Hayden Coe.
Yeah. Well, one of my good friends, Melissa Macy, here in the New York area, she's a very accomplished violin player and worship leader in the area. But she She texts me, emails me, whatever it was. She's like, "What's Baldwin doing with Zacharias? I'm so jealous."
Yeah, yeah. Even my good buddy Wes Halula was the writer of Midnight Clear that I did with Dallas Jenkins. He actually was in Manila at the same time and he said, "I'm here with Compassion International," and he said, "I'm doing something," and he said, "I'll change my ticket. Can I stay? And will you introduce me to Robbie?" So, yeah, you know, well, Robbie's just a wonderful man of God and does amazing ministry. And there for that, then back to Mumbai, India, with Pastor Shaker, who I'm working with over there, and did some fun ministry events over there. We're again working with Bombay Teen Challenge out of
Bombay. For people that don't know Teen Challenge here in America, tell them a little bit about what it is.
Well, there's the American Teen Challenge that is for challenged youth, the drug and rehabilitation, the Christian drug and rehabilitation reality, with very successful, very powerful. My friend Jimmy Jack out on Long Island heads that up. But for India, particularly Mumbai, which is also called Bombay, there is a organization called Bombay Teen Challenge, not affiliated to the American version, that is rescuing young people out of human trafficking, which is in some countries is far more a problem and devastating than we will ever realize. So went to Mumbai, did that, then went to Istanbul, Turkey, to participate in another movie that, if you can believe this, Kevo, this is going to be a wild one. I think I have participated in what may be the first kind of sort of Christian horror film. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
the
reaction.
Wait, I thought one came out this last year that was supposed to kind of be the first in that genre. But anyway, so what you like battle vampire and then you battle Dracula and then you lead him to Christ? Is that what it is?
Well, no, it's a Christian pastor who is an expert in the history of a certain cult, a Babylonian cult, and it's how he, fish out of water, just gets involved in battling demonic forces, et cetera, et cetera. It's going to be amazing.
Cool. Very cool. Well, so nonetheless, you've been very busy. Now you're in Toronto tonight. What takes you to north of the border?
Came up to Toronto for the Italian Contemporary Film Festival. Gave me my fantastic award, thanks to those folks. And
the ICF.
I love this.
Yeah, it's ICF. He got an ICF.
Love the Italians. And, you know, it was part of promoting the new title of the film I did in Rome, which is 2047 SOD Site of Death, with Rutger Hauer and Michael Madsen and Danny Glover. Watched the movie for the first time last night. It was freaky. You have to understand, growing up with somebody, growing up with Danny Glover, Michael Madsen, and
Rutger Hauer,
it's intimidating. When I made the movie and I had to go nose to nose with Rutger Hauer, I was intimidated, but turned out great. Movie looks great. Very exciting sci-fi action film. Coming to screens everywhere very soon.
And it's being shown at the Toronto Film Festival that you're at, and that's a good thing. So, that's where Stevie B's been, and we're glad that he's back, and we couldn't be more excited to have him with us every Saturday night as we like to talk to you about what's going on in the news. Sometimes we poke fun at it. It's just hard to poke fun at a story that's as serious as the top headline tonight, which is, if Al-Qaeda is successful, what they are trying to do is just take Iraq away from Iraqis. Stephen, a lot of people don't realize, and, you know, I think that the average person just kind of half pays attention to the news anyway, so it's not like they're, like, staying up on this with all the details. But when you hear the number 1.2 million refugees from just a few cities already that are running for their life trying to avoid ticking off the Al-Qaeda forces, you kind of know you've got a humanitarian, at least at the very minimum, disaster there. What could turn into a wholesale, slaughter or worse, and we pray that none of that is the case. But there's been a lot of discussion stateside. I mean, John McCain basically lit up the other side of the aisle talking about what failed policies do. Whether you blame Obama or blame Bush or blame, whoever for whatever you get mad about him at with Iraq in the past, the question now is, what do we do? What do we do if we let Al-Qaeda take Iraq and they turn it into a training base to plot the next 9/11 from? And do you think that's a possibility? 888-340-3373 is the number. We're encouraging you to discuss that with us. We've got a full phone bank. Michael, Ronald, and Bob, we're going to get to those calls next and then have room for yours. 888-340-3373. That's 888-340-3373. Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
You don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burning in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're taking your questions, actually your comments, on the big question, Iraq, what do you do? Al-Qaeda is running around just taking sections of Iraq. People that served have said that the sacrifice they made to liberate that country is being, ignored. And we're just at a place where we have no real... I don't know. I guess stake left in at least believing that there's a role for us to play in the freedom of those people anymore. 1.2 million people evacuating from their homes. Every Christian that's in the northern half of Iraq is on the run for their life as Al-Qaeda is rolling into the country, and I mean rolling over the country, instituting Sharia law, stealing billions of dollars from banks. All kinds of equipment, and they've threatened Baghdad. They've told Baghdad, we're coming for you. The prime minister there has begged the world for help. They've begged the UN. They've begged the U.S. There's not really anything that anybody has said that they're going to do to step up. So the question becomes, what do we do, if anything? And again, there's no wrong answers tonight. It's just, what do you think? What do you think we should do? And if we don't do anything... The question becomes, and Stephen has asked this question very expertly tonight, but the question that he had is, if we don't do anything, should we prepare ourselves for another 9/11 somewhere about 10 or 12 years down the road, if it takes them that long to plan, execute, and make their plan come to fruition the way they did when they had Afghanistan to plot and plan from? That was basically what happened. They had places that they could train and do what they wanted to do, and no one stopped them. So they readied themselves, they prepared themselves, and then they sent, people here on missions to learn how to fly planes but not land them, that kind of stuff. They were very patient. They outwaited us a very long time. Should we prepare ourselves for another situation like that if we don't do anything here? Now, we've got some very patient people on the line. Let's go to line two. Bob is calling from Rutherford, New Jersey, listening to AM 970, The Answer, our flagship radio station, and we're so happy to have you, Bob. Welcome. He's Stevie B. I'm KMC. We're glad you're here.
Thank you, and it's good to be on your show.
What are your thoughts about this?
I was listening to that last guy, and he sounded like a delegate from the 1968 Chicago Democratic Convention. And I think that's where a lot of these problems come from. I was in the Navy for 4 years, and I went to Vietnam twice. I think that we're fighting their war. We're too surgical, and I see a lot of our guys on TV coming home destroyed, and it shouldn't be that way.
What do you mean we're too surgical? Explain what you mean by that.
Okay, we got little drones flying around, and they take out like 10 people. Which is not a good way to fight a war. These people aren't human, not really. And this new leader of the that group over there is supposedly 10 times worse than the Al-Qaeda guy.
Yeah.
Now, the thing I was thinking about is somebody said all hell has broken loose in Iraq now. I've heard that on your show before.
That's what Stephen said,
and
yeah.
I don't think all hell has broken loose yet. There was a thing called carpet bombing, scorched earth, and weapons that haven't been used in this war yet. B-52 bombers. If they have Mosul, we could do like we did in the Second World War. Drop pamphlets on that city. All the good people get out of there and level it. and that'll be like a new chapter in the Quran. If we're going to use these drones, darken the skies with the drones. Let them not see the sunlight. This will teach these people a lesson that they haven't learned. Our soldiers, we don't need any feet on the ground over there. We could do this all in the air if we fight the war right.
Well, what's interesting, Bob, and I think that you have some really good insights on this, we do see on our satellites, Stephen, I don't know if you've seen the picture, but just long caravans of equipment moving from one city to the next. Why can't we just line drone after drone up and just bust that caravan from one end to the other? I mean, just keep hitting everything that's in the line until it no longer appears on the radar screen. What's the downside to that?
There's no downside. If you're going to do it all with drones, do it. If you're going to do it with B-52s, if you're going to give them a carpet bombing, carpet bomb that whole road right into Mosul or whatever town they have. And if they have like a camp there, this level, like a whole neighborhood, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Get rid of them.
All right, Bob. Thank you for your service, sir. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Bob.
And we're...
It's interesting what he says, Kevin, just because, it just seems to me that if I understand the policy of this administration, the policy is, well, we got to have partners. We got to have other countries helping us. We got to all be in this together. And, you know, we can't darken the skies with drones because they can't be all our drones. They got to be other people's drones. And whatever the plan is, we got to do it unified, multilateral with other countries. But the problem is, other countries are not going to do that. They're not going to jump in. They're not going to do necessarily the magnitude of what needs to be done. And unfortunately, none of those places had a 9/11.
You know, that's true.
It's America that these people target and hate the most.
But Stephen, here's the other flip side of that. And hear me out on this. Don't get too mad at me. But while you've been away, our president's been up to some other mischief. And one of them is he released five of the worst Taliban that we captured in 9/11.
I know.
And following their release, you had a Taliban attack in Pakistan that killed 18 innocent people. You had a Taliban attack in Afghanistan that killed 29 people. You've had this lightning strike by the Al-Qaeda forces, the Sharia forces in Iraq. And I wonder if it's just because they look at what we did in letting go the five worst guys, they go, oh, well, America let them go. Look how weak America is. And I wonder if it's just emboldened everybody that's on that side of the issue to be as bad as they want to be right now, kind of knowing that our administration is feckless. We're not going to do anything about this. That's the dare. I dare you to do something, Obama. That's what they're saying to him. I dare you to do something. And I don't think he's got the guts to do anything.
I don't know how much time we got before the break, brother. But what I was
30 seconds.
Say,
go ahead.
What I was going to say going into the other break earlier was simply this to that fellow Jack in Dallas. I hope these numbers, I think these numbers are fairly accurate. Under the presidencies of George W. Bush, he flew about somewhere around 50 drone strikes. And this current president has flown over 400 drone strikes. So obviously taking the fight to them is doing something. It's worth something, or Barack Obama wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, I don't know if they're effective, though. I mean, look, we're about to lose everything we gained in Iraq. I mean, at the end of the day, results are what counts. Let's talk about it with you, 888-340.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from both New York City and Toronto, Canada tonight.
Yo!
No, not yo. It's A.
Yeah, right.
Take off, eh?
Yeah, so like we're here going to the Tim Hortons, eh?
Hey. I hope we don't have any people getting mad at us. If you're a Canadian, we fully apologize for making fun of you, eh? 888-340-3373. We're talking about Iraq. We're talking about the dangers that are at play there and what they mean. Let's go back to the phones. Line 3, Ronald in Allentown, Pennsylvania, watching us on Biz TV. Ronald, welcome. Glad you're with us. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're glad you called.
Hey, good evening, eh?
Hey.
Yeah, what we need to do is we need to pull our assets out of there, and then we need to tell who's ever in charge over there that, okay, we're going to come back here and help you again. But for the next 35 years, 50 years, let's make it 100, you're going to give us 50% of all your oil for reparations and for all the American lives lost fighting for freedom for you people. What did we get the first time?
Well, if you listen to MSNBC, the only reason we did it was so that Bush would get all that oil. But I don't remember us getting any.
We didn't get any because our oil company said, oh, well, we don't want their oil because if we bring their oil over here, it's going to drop our prices.
Well, it dropped the prices at the. Yeah, I never believed the war for oil anyway. I didn't think that was a real thing. But that's what some people said. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me because we got some other callers on the line. I mean, that, listen, you know, whatever could be oil, this or that, you know, that's a whole other conversation. For me.
Oh, sure. What we should do right now is, like I said, we should pull all our assets out of there, let these Al-Qaeda, whatever they are, take the country, then we know exactly where we are, where they are, and then we know where we are. We're going to go over there, and like the last caller said, carpet bomb the place, and we're going to kill hundreds of them instead of just 10 at a time with these little drone strikes. Because if you kick them in the backside, then they're going to learn that, hey, I guess we shouldn't mess with America.
Ronald, thanks for the call. Here's the interesting thing about what he said, Stephen, is, and I do believe this, I do believe that the Al-Qaeda that's doing this right now has no fear of America at all. And I heard, I've said this on the air a few times, but I'm interested in what people think. Is it better for America to be liked and be everybody's buddy and be everybody's pal? Or is it better for us, for people to fear us? Because I have a theory about this. I think the world is actually a safer place when people fear the might of America. And when they like us, when we're their buddy, when we're having dinner parties with them at the White House and when we're, you know, being all chummy, I think the world becomes a more dangerous place. I don't think that being buddy-buddy with everybody on Earth helps us. I think when they are afraid of what we might do if they act badly, I think the world becomes a safer place. I could be wrong, but that's just a theory.
Well, I'm quite flabbergasted about one philosophical idea, Kevin, and that is, how is it that we still cannot learn from history? How is it that evil exists? There is good, there is bad. There are people that are now, for the rest of my life and generations to come, they will not stop. So what I was talking about earlier, if Barack Obama authorizes 400 drone strikes, it's because he realizes that's what's necessary to protect America. But now he has eased up in that process because he wants to, similar to what you're suggesting, he wants to say, hey, we're not the world's police. Maybe we do need to be liked a little bit more, and maybe our PR machine here about who we are and what we're about needs to change a little bit. But my question, it's like we said, Kevin, I don't get it. I don't get it, because it's only a matter of time,
right,
before these people gather enough resources and support and funding, et cetera, to come back to America. Wait a second. No, very important point. And we have seen since 9/11, horribly devastating terrorist activity around the world.
Yep, yep, yep.
Around the world. It's
gotta
not going to stop.
Got to take this break, but I think that you're right, Stevie B. Live from New York and Toronto, it's Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to amtcaudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to amtcaudition.com. That's amtcaudition.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level. Thanks.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we are glad that you're with us. I'm Kevin McCullough. You may know me because you may hear my show on some of these same stations that carry us here on Saturday nights, coast to coast, syndicated talk host. That guy right there, at which point Nick switches the camera, that guy right there saluting the camera Right on the ball there, Nick. That the guy saluting the camera. That's Stevie B. And we're glad. We actually got the whole team kind of back in place tonight. We've got Ivan Quinones running sound. We've got Jackie running the phone calls. And Mr. Nick Riccio back on TV director tonight. We dedicated last week's broadcast to his father, whose memorial service some of us attended earlier in the day. But the Riccio family still requesting your prayers and thankful for your support. But we're glad to have Nick back on board tonight. It feels like old home week. Now all we need is Stephen in the studio. If Stephen would just show up, then we'd be in really good shape.
Working on it.
I know. You're working your way back home. You've been literally around the world and never knowing exactly what time zone you're in and 2 days in a row, which has got to make it a little hard.
Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
I'll be working my way back to you, bro. Huh? Pretty good,
that's,
huh?
That's a stellar moment in talk radio right there.
Thank you.
Let's go to the phones. Michael is in Orlando listening to AM 660, The Answer. Michael, welcome. So glad you're with us here on Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Hey, hi, guys. And Steven, stick to acting. my solution, and Steven was talking about it, looking to history. And I think Jack needs to go back to school, and Bob has the right idea. But overwhelming force, and I mean nuclear, neutron bomb kind of stuff, we need to shock that whole region back into the 21st or 20th, whatever century we're in. And the thing behind that is the Japanese, when we dropped the first nuclear bomb on Hiroshima, we said, do you surrender? And they said no. And Nagasaki a week later, and we said, do you surrender? And they said yes. And we said, by the way, we're going to run your country. You can't have an army. You can't have a navy. We snapped them back into reality. And all those billions of Muslims who are the good ones, they need to be woken up. And we need to just pound the living hell out of these people, unleashed hell on earth.
Michael, the problem with that theory, and I'm very inclined to believe that that's the right strategy. The problem is, and hear the nuance on this. You have Al-Qaeda rolling in, taking these towns, but you've got 1.2 million people in flight that are trying to get away. You drop neutron bombs on those bad guys, you're going to kill a lot of good people. And I don't think that we're ready to do that just yet.
No, I mean do it outside the major city centers, Islamabad, Riyadh, all of them at once, one day. They should have done it 12 years ago. We don't. Truman saved a couple million lives by dropping those bombs. And we pussyfoot around. We don't do anything. Our president yesterday was saying this needs a political solution.
I know. That was beyond believable.
Right. He's just an idiot. And so. This is like going back to Jack. Somebody goes into Jack's house, being his wife, and he wants to find out why he's raping his wife. You put a gun to his head and just shoot him.
Right, you pull the trigger.
You don't think twice about this. We had Strategic Air Command. Curtis LeMay started that. Everybody feared that. Mr. McCauley, you go back to your thought of better to be feared or liked.
Right.
Well, fear us, and we'll like you.
And again, it's just because the world's a safer place when they fear us. I don't think Reagan was particularly a mean guy, but people were afraid that he would keep his word. That's why the hostages got released on the day that he was sworn into office, and that's why eventually the Berlin Wall fell, because
they knew he would keep his word.
Yeah.
And here you go back to his history. You know, Jefferson paid the Barbary pirates off for a little while. And then he read the Quran and figured out exactly what these people really hate. And they used to put them in cages so that they would die slow death. Birds would pick the flesh off their bones. They could not be buried before sunrise of their death or sunset, whatever the Islamic tradition is. And they went, you know what? These people are bad news. We're not going to mess with them anymore. And we need to, I would kill them, wrap them in bacon, and feed them to dogs. And then see what they do.
Now, I just have one question right there.
You said bacon, and automatically jerky came to mind.
I mean, would it be the bacon jerky? Would it be just regular bacon?
Old-fashioned pig bacon.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Michael. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of the discussion. Yeah, see, I'm confident that we don't have the guts to do that. To drop nukes on cities. But Michael makes a historical point. Truman, by dropping the bomb, and he killed many, many innocent people, he probably saved millions more lives by doing it when he did. And it was a hard decision. I think it's one of those things where you sit there and I don't think you'll ever fully come to the grips of what did I do and did it really do the right thing. But I think history has proven that it was the right decision.
Correct. And he does make one good point, and that is if you were to use some kind of more devastating and severe force to knock these guys back sufficiently without being worried what the opinion of the rest of the world was, et cetera, et cetera, that might kind of recalibrate and rebalance things in such a way where then we would have the time to figure out what the more long-term plan could
be. You sure would like to hope so. This is Baldwin McCullough.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Frida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and tonight also Toronto in the lonely strains of the Sam Cintron guitar there. It means we're in our final segment, which means we want to take these phone calls in as rapid a fashion as possible. Let's go to line two. RJ is calling from California, watching us on Biz TV tonight. RJ, you're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Your thoughts?
I don't try to speculate and say that, you know, there's a true solution, but I just feel that, you know, we're getting away from the point of Christianity. We truly are. I mean, you know, you know for yourself, and I'm quite sure you guys have all kinds of stats and things like that, stating how many people are leaving Christianity, how many pastors are leaving their folds, and all of these things. But, you know, we have to pay attention to what the prophecies of the Bible are saying. And many of them, I like reading out of Matthew 24 because it's got the prophecies that speak about the nations rising against nations and the kingdoms against kingdoms, the famines and the pestilence, you know, in the diverse places.
All right, RJ, and, that's great. We're short on time. What's your thought about what we should do right now?
Well, right, that's what I'm saying. Right now, we need to go back to God. We do.
All right. You know, all right. That's well said. I appreciate it. Let's go to Gino in the Bronx, line three. Gino, you're up next. Hi.
Well, aside from divine intervention and dropping Alec Baldwin on them, I'm sure he's part of all of them, or making Stevie B sing to them, and then they'd all go deaf and dumb and blind, the realistic thing we should do, of course, is bomb the bastards.
Oh, Gino. Oh,
please,
I'm so sorry it took you an hour and 45 minutes to get into the show tonight. That's the best call we've had.
Please just end the show now with Gino. Please.
Alec Baldwin on Al-Qaeda. That's the most original answer I've seen yet.
All right, Gino. Good stuff, as always. Line one, Ann in Largo, Florida. Hi, Ann.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We're short on time, so what's your thought?
Okay, my thought is Alex is right on they will eventually come back and try to strike America, and they're nothing but bullies, and the only way to stop a bully is, I think, with force. And I would say just airstrike them, not just drones, whatever power we have, and they're like cancer, you know, you gotta eradicate it.
All right. And well said. Thank you for your thoughts. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends and be back next week. Stevie B, final thoughts.
Well, I will say the one fella that referenced some of the biblical perceptions is true. Prayer does make a difference. Obviously, praying about all of this, I think will have a tremendous impact. But more importantly, I believe that through this program and through the power of the individual, everybody should stand up in the future and give their opinion by whatever means necessary about what to do in the future about this situation.
And that caps off Stephen Baldwin's return to his own radio show, Baldwin McCullough Live, every Saturday night from New York. Thank you for being with us. We'll see you next week.
God bless.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.